Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. In Season 3, Episode 470, we reflect on Seneca in On Anger 1:1. Anger is a short madness, for it is equally devoid of self-control, regardless of decorum, forgetful of kinship, obstinately engrossed in whatever it begins to do, deaf to reason and advice, excited by trifling causes, awkward at perceiving what is true and just, and very like a falling rock, which breaks itself to pieces upon the very thing which it crushes. That you may know that they whom anger possesses are not sane, look at their appearance. With today's episode, we begin the study of Seneca's famous treatise on anger, arguably one of the most important Stoic texts, as it deals with the pate, or negative emotions. As we shall see, much of what Seneca says here is still valid today, and in fact appears on the side of the American Psychological Association under anger management. In this opening quote, Seneca is describing anger as a type of temporary madness, and reminds us that angry people do in fact look mad. He also says that anger is self-destructive. It is like a rock that breaks itself into pieces when it strikes its target. Most importantly, the overall description of anger is typical of how the Stoics think of the pate, the destructive emotions. They are defined as the sort of emotion that overruns reason, and on the basis of which, therefore, we behave irrationally. That, of course, for the Stoics is akin to behave against human nature, which is, at its best, that of a social animal capable of reason. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you. Thank you.